the young man who was born and raised here in Dromore in County Down and went off to England to work. He's a bit of an adventurer. He's been described in many of the papers as a British tourist who's missing in the southern Israeli desert, and he hasn't been seen for about 7 weeks. His name's Oliver McAfee. He's been working as a gardener over in Essex, and he enjoys the great outdoors. I want to speak to Raf Sanchez, who's the Middle East correspondent with The Telegraph. Raf, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about the misadventure here of Oliver, please.
So Oliver McAfee had been cycling in Europe for several months. He's a very keen cyclist. He was on a grand adventure around the world. He got to Israel towards the end of last year. He's a religious Christian. I think it was part of his goal was to come see the Holy Land. He was cycling on what's called the Israeli National Trail, which is a scenic trail that goes from the north of Israel and the Lebanese border down through the desert to the Egyptian border in the south. He was last seen on November 21st on the trail in the south near a town called Mitzpe Ramon. He was seen by an American tourist there. After that, he vanished. Police have found his tent, his bike, his wallet, his personal tablet, but there's no sign of him.
Is there any suggestion, and I'm not totally familiar with all the political moves and threats in the area, but is there a possibility that he has been kidnapped by some political group, some terrorist group?
Police are saying there's no indication at the moment of foul play. They have found his stuff basically in a sort of orderly fashion. It appears that he had set up a campsite and then for whatever reason left or perhaps was taken away from the campsite. It is not uncommon for hikers and cyclists to get into trouble down there. It is a desert environment. It's quite disorientating. If you leave the trail, it can be, you know, quite easy to lose your way and struggle to get back. The Israeli police are keeping an open mind. My sense from talking to them is they're not looking at foul play. They suspect that he got lost at some stage.
And is the general terrain flat desert? Is it sand dunes? Is it never-ending? If you were without water, you would have immense difficulty?
Absolutely. At this time of year, it's extremely cold at night. It's hot during the day, and it's the kind of area where, you know, even a few dozen yards off the trail, you could turn around and suddenly just not know where you were, which direction you had come from, and could potentially struggle to get back. Israeli police say they're keeping an open mind. It's possible they think that he lost the trail but may have picked up one of the secondary roads, which is down there, and perhaps was able to hitchhike. But obviously the fact that he hasn't been seen in 7 weeks is extremely worrying and distressing for his friends and family.
And friends and family, are they there? Are they helping to look for him? Are they sitting waiting on a call?
I think the latter. They're they're sitting very anxiously waiting for updates from the British Foreign Office, authorities in the UK, as well as police over here. I'm planning on going out tomorrow, or on Friday rather, down to the desert to take a look at the search. It involves jeeps, dogs, and specialist desert rescue teams.
I know he was very in tandem with the great outdoors. He was a guy who liked wildlife and worked as a gardener, and he obviously had an adventurous spirit. Would many people do what he was doing? Would they go on a trip as an individual along the route that he was following?
So the Israel National Trail is a rugged, taxing route. To do it on your own by bike and to camp, it is a demanding adventure. But people do it, and it's not uncommon. And I don't think if you said to an Israeli that you were planning on cycling the Israeli National Trail, they would tell you that was a crazy thing to do. Lots of people do it every year.
That's his family back home here, obviously worried about him, and our thoughts are with them. Raj, thank you for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Rob Sanchez, who is the Middle East correspondent for The Telegraph. And let's hope that indeed there's a happy ending to that story. It's a serious concern for Oliver McAfee, 29, originally from Dromore in County Down. And some of his family and friends here in the Belfast area, obviously generally worried and concerned. Let's hope that he turns up safe.